Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. There has been a tentative plea agreement reached in the case of a former law officer charged with burglary, theft, and misconduct. Plymouth County District Court documents indicate that Aaron Lunsick agrees to plead guilty to 5 counts of burglary, misconduct in office, all felonies, illegal possession of prescription drugs, and 4 counts of theft, all misdemeanors. These charges stem from incidents that occurred in Plymouth County between 2017 and 2020. Lunsick pled guilty and was sentenced in 2022 to up to 40 years in prison. A third district court judge later overturned the conviction and sentence after Lunsick filed for post-conviction relief. A pre-sentence investigation has been ordered. Sentencing has been scheduled for September 30th in Plymouth County District Court. Lunsick can accept or reject the agreement before that date. The bridge across the Floyd River in Alton stands as a symbol of the damage suffered in that city from the flood last June. Alton City Clerk Dale Oldman says the bridge across 3rd Street remains closed because of road damages caused by the flood.
The bridge over 3rd Avenue, actually, we've had it inspected, and it's in safe condition. It would be the road on the north side and the south side. We had substantial washing away of the shoulder, and then a big section of the road actually washed away. The asphalt washed away, and a lot of the rest of the asphalt was damaged.
3rd Street repairs aren't going to take place anytime soon until federal officials decide how they will help the city recover from the flood.
And at this point in time, we're in the process of working with FEMA. We're on the front end of that. We've had engineers look at that road, make recommendations on what would need to be done to repair that road, and we'll proceed with that process as soon as we can.
Altman says the road damages will cost an estimated $1.5 million to repair, but there's more damage beyond 3rd Street. The city's waste treatment lagoons on the south side of town were overwhelmed and need extensive repair. 2 lift stations also need to be replaced. It will take at least a week to clean up the tree damage caused by the severe storm that struck Lamar's early Tuesday. Fire Rescue Chief Dave Shippers says heavy rains and a sustained wind of 52 miles an hour hit the city around midnight Tuesday. The strong wind lasted for 30 minutes, causing branches to crack and fall on every city block. Shippers says 6 power lines were down by falling branches. The debris also disconnected power to 11 homes. 3 homes suffered roof damage due to falling limbs and branches. Shippers said firefighters, city crews, and private contractors were out in force early Tuesday, working block to block to restore power and make streets passable by morning. A Dubuque, Iowa native who led Cedar Rapids-based Rockwell Collins for 5 years will become the chief executive of Boeing next week. Robert Kelly Ortberg graduated from the University of Iowa in 1982 with a degree in mechanical engineering and got a job at Texas Instruments making semiconductors. Ortberg's Rockwell Collins career started in 1987. He was the company's CEO from 2013 to 2018. Another Iowa native was named Boeing's CEO in 2015. 4 years later, Dennis Muhlenberg was fired after the Boeing 737 MAX was grounded worldwide following 2 overseas crashes that killed 346 people. Muhlenberg is a native of Sioux Center. And a lakefront property in northwest Iowa that has been on the market for a decade is sold for $9.5 million, the highest price on record for an Iowa home. The 8-bedroom home in Spirit Lake is located on the shore of West Lake Okoboji. It's known as Peace Harbor. It was built in 2004 for Tom Bedell, the former CEO of Pure Fishing, and the son of the late Berkeley Bedell, a former Iowa congressman who founded the company in 1937. Christie's International Real Estate Network took over the listing in April and sold the home in 10 days. The buyer's name has not been disclosed. The home was originally listed for sale in late 2013, and the asking price was $14.9 million. In a statement released by Christie's International Real Estate Tuesday, Tom Bedell said it was a dream to create a home to host family gatherings and raise his kids during their high school years. The Bedells are thrilled another family gets to define its new purpose. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.